Okay, we're beginning.
Last evening, we began to discuss the background for Tachanun, what is known as Nefilas Apayim. We initially presented a very beautiful comment of Rabbeinu B'chaye in Parshas Korach, who sees three central components in the Nefilas Apayim. One is defined by him as Mora Shechina, a sense of awe in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, and that's reflected in the posture, the physical posture that we demonstrate, Kisui Panim, covering our faces. Rabbeinu B'chaye notes that the source for the Nefilas Apayim is upon the heels of the rebellion of Korach v'Adoso. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were absolutely frightened by this rebellion. Vayiplu al Paneim. That's the source for the Nefilas Apayim, for falling on our faces. So one element is the element of Mora Shechina, which we see earlier, he says, in Shemos, in the context of the Sneh, of the burning bush, Vayaskir Moshe Panov ki yorei mehabit el ho Elokim. The second element that he describes, Rabbeinu B'chaye, is tzar v'hachno, a sense of submission, a sense of self-abnegation, of tzar, of pain that one has in the course of the Nefilas Apayim. And the third element is what he calls asipas, or asiras chushov ubitol hagashosov. A person literally is so subservient to Hashem Yisbarach and so batel mabutol that all of his hergation, all of his senses are completely rendered null and void. And essentially, all his faculties are handcuffed to Hashem Yisbarach. So we began with that introduction. We then proceeded to discuss a Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Tesef Amud Beis, which is right in front of you. And there's a fourth Gemara Mokom that I hope Nitz Hashem to get to tonight on page number 4, which is essentially Izirax Vehu Rachum. I'm going to show you the contrast between that and the Nefilas Apayim. But primarily, we spoke about the story that the Gemara records of Bava Metzia and Nantes with Avalos Ben Hurkinus, and the koach, the unbelievable charismatic power that's embedded in the Nefilas Apayim. And Rashi already there on the spot, the Gemara discusses the issue of Onas Dvarim, which is a law in Chumash, a negative commandment, not to cause anyone tzar verbally, whether one does it by discussing with a Baal Tshuva. I remember when you were X and Y and your behavior was not in sync with Torah and Mitzvahs, that is a law, a negative commandment in the Torah, not lahaknit, not litzayer, not to cause anyone verbally, any tzar, not to harass anyone verbally. And Rashi comments over there in the context of the Gemara of Elazar ben Hyrcanus that his wife didn't permit him to be nofel apayim, to do tachanun, because she was frightened of the power that's embedded in tachanun. And one time she made a mistake and thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and no tachanun was said, but she mistakenly confused a Chodesh Mole with a Chodesh Chaser, and as a result, he said Tachanun, and immediately her brother, Rabbi Gamliel, who was Mitzayer of Elazar ben Hyrcanus, her husband, with Sokim that were different than that of those of her husband, he died on the spot. Such is the koach, the power of Tachanun, of the Nefilas Apayim. And Rashi there notes very beautifully that it has to do with the fundamental idea, namely that a person who's in tzar is often can be led to tears. And that seems to be a yesod that's embedded very much in the Nefilas Apayim, as we'll see in Yitz Hashem in the shiur that I plan on giving tonight. We also had reference to a Gemara Megillah, which is found here on page number 2, Gemara Daf Chabez and Rebez, quoted the Shulchan Aruch La'alocha, that the Gemara says, Ein Adam Choshev Vashoy Lipul Alponov, a very important person. Another Choshev is not permitted to do tachanun, to be nofel alapayim, elam kein nanek Yeshua binun, unless he's assured his tefillos are going to be answered like those of Yeshua binun. We also indicated the connection to Shemoneh Esrei, and there's a very significant organic connection. If you look at the Rambam on page number 2, this we did not read, but we'll read now. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Hey, The Rambam noted, V'achash sheyashlim kol ha'tfila, namely after Shemoneh Esrei is over, yeshei v'yipol alpana. The implication of the Rambam is it has to be done one action immediately upon the heels of the other. The moment I complete Shemoneh Esrei, I begin and I sit. The Shemoneh Esrei, I'm in a standing posture. Now I'm sitting. V'yipol alpana, there's nefilas hapayim. V'yate ma'at, one is inclined. Hu b'chalat zibur. V'yischanim, one says tachnunim b'hu nofel. And so the Rambam is clear that there's a very organic connection between Tachanun and the Shemoneh Esrei. And those, one could ask the following question. Is Tachanun an independent, autonomous kind of tefillah, or is it an integral part of Amida? According to the Rambam, it's very clear. It's an integral part of Amida to such an extent where the Shidin Hubetzes, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch La'alocha, indicates that one is not allowed to be mafsik. Another proof from the Rambam, which I did not xerox for you, but in Perakei Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam speaks about eight tanoim that have to be observed in order that one should fulfill the Shemoneh Esrei in the proper kind of way. And under extreme circumstances, b'shas hadchak, the failure to meet these conditions would not render my tefillah invalid. However, the Rambam indicates that one of these requirements is tachanun. We have to bow down. We have to fall down. And the Rambam indicates that Amida is said while standing. That's why it's called the Amida. The Shemoneh Esrei is by Amida. Pasuk says, Vayamo Pinchas Vayefaleel. Vayefaleel is Lashon Tefillah. But the last part, Tachanunim, is said falling on our face. So in effect, we see, and this you saw that I heard once from my Rebbe, Maras Aloysius Datzal, in the Amida, we're standing before Hashem Yisbarach, and we have the effrontery to go and stand and ask Hashem for all types of different bakashos, which is the epicenter of what Shemoneh Esrei is all about. We have the three brachas in the beginning of praise, of shevach, three brachas at the end of hodah, but the central aspect of Shemoneh Esrei, of course, are the bakashos, are the tachnunim, the supplication, and the request that we ask of Hashem. So we do so in a posture of amida. And then, after we have stood erect before Hashem Yisbarach, then we simply fall down on our faces. Essentially, this is a dual kind of approach to Hashem Yisbarach. And perhaps one could even suggest that it represents what the Rambam writes elsewhere when the Rambam speaks about Ava and Yira. The Rambam indicates that when one examines the world at large and one sees the majesty of the universe, one sees the synchrony of the universe, the harmony, the symmetry, the universe is the most majestic creation imaginable. So one is automatically filled with a sense of unbelievable connection to Hashem, who put together this rather impressive kind of creation. And one is led to a sense of unbelievable Ava, of love for Hashem Yisbarach. And that Ava is expressed in Shemoneh Esrei. We approach Hashem, ponim el ponim, face to face, where the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal writes, kimadaba isha ve'ehu, the way a person would speak to his friend. But that is a very frontal kind of approach. And then the Rambam says, the moment the person realizes whom he is, that we are a beria kala meuta, we are essentially relative to Hashem Yisbarach, insignificant, Lilliputian man. So then all of a sudden we are seized with a sense of yira, a sense of fear, and we recoil. And perhaps that recoil is felt dafka in the Tefillas HaPayim. And also on the one hand, we have an enormous privilege of standing before Hashem Yisbarach in the course of Shemoneh Esrei and requesting all types of bakoshes. And then, on the other hand, we also are in a situation recognizing whom we are. And at that moment, we fall on our faces and realize that we are completely and totally subjugated and subordinate to Hashem Yisbarach. And we, in great embarrassment, if you will, surrender ourselves to Him in an act of Nefilas HaPayim. And also in Tachanunim, we are behaving as if the very antithesis of the Amida. In the Amida, we are standing before Hashem and requesting X and Y, but then recognizing whom we are, suddenly we recoil, fall on our faces, pour out our hearts before Hashem Yisbarach, tell Him all our problems, all our issues, and beg Him to extend His kindness to us, as we'll soon see in a moment. Basically, the Amida and the Tachnunim are two sides of the same coin. In the Amida, we underscore the potential greatness of humanity as a partner with Hashem Yisbarach in creation. We are obligated to be shutfim b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh bereishis. In Tachnunim, we reveal the sordid reality about ourselves, how dependent we are on Hashem's mercy, on Hashem's grace. And this combination, of course, is a combination of Ahava v'Yira, of love and of the fear that one should have in Hashem Yisbarach. And that's how we begin. Nipla na b'yad Hashem, ki rabim rachamav uv'yad odom ale pola. So this connection, this organic unity between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, as expressed by the Rambam, is very clear. It's a reflection, perhaps, as I suggested, of Ahava v'Yira, and therefore it is a critical element, and it must come together, both of these points. So now let's take a look at the tefillah itself, and we're going to examine it carefully. You have it in front of you, and you'll notice on page number one that there are several possible ways of dividing the tefillah. I mentioned last night in the opening salvo, as it were, of the shir, that it's very significant when one learns any passage in Tanakh, one has to examine it. First, the language, the syntax, the symmetry, the harmony, the diktuk, the personalities. I want us to try to see if one can break it down into its component parts. And this way, one will have a far better appreciation of what is happening. And this is a classic case in point. Came out every parak of Tanakh. You can find this if you are trained to search properly. And if you spend an enormous amount of time at it, you'll discover, I say often jokingly, that David HaMelech was a classic briska. Because most of the prakim in Tanakh, especially in Sefer Tehillim, that he authored, are dialectical in nature. There's a duality to all of them. Here we're going to divide the parak into three. And I suggested here three different divisions. But I'm going to work with the first division, which is a tripartite division. And you'll see it in Yetz Hashem pretty shortly.
There are those who claim he was a chassid.
The Gemara says, Shomer nafshi, ki chassid ani, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Anyway, it's a Gemara in Brachos. And also a number of Mamori Chazal, but that's a separate discussion. So here now we have, in this Tehillim, Mizmor Vav, Lamatzeach b'neginos al hashminis Mizmor l'David. Notice it's described as a Mizmor, even though this Mizmor clearly is more of a techina, more of a prayer of supplication, where essentially David HaMelech is asking Hashem, please save me. He's asking for Hatzalah. He's asking for Yeshua. And the question that all Rishonim who write on Tehillim address is an issue that often is very, very common in Sefer Tehillim. What tzara are we addressing? What is the particular tzara? What's the issue that we are involved here? And it's not always easy to discern and to somehow to fathom what the tzara is. It could be a series of tzaras, lav dafka, one particular issue. I'll just give you one example before I examine this parak in Tehillim. We say it every day. Mizmor shir chanukah sabayis ledavid. Again, another classic mizmor. And there we say the following. Aromimcha Hashem ki dilisoni ki simachta oyvai li. So it sounds like there are enemies involved. Hashem alokai shivati elecha batir po'eni. But Tibbaini is Lashon Refuah. Sounds like there's a machla involved. There's some ailment, some sickness. Hashem Elisa Mitchol Nafshi Chisani Miyod Dibor. Apparently he was down. He was in the depths, in the doldrums. And that could be perhaps a nefesh, psychological kind of situation that he was in. Zamru Hashem Chasidov. So we don't really know what the particular tzara is that David HaMelech is addressing. So the Rishonim there, the Radak, and all the Rishonim, essentially, each one identifies a different tzara, but it can be a combination of tzaras, and the same thing applies here as well. Let's take a look at the Mizmor itself, that David HaMelech is asking Hashem to save him from some would-be sakana, some sort of tzara. So let's begin. Hashem, al bi apcha sochini, va'al b'chamoscha siyasreini. He's asking Hashem, don't confer upon me yisurin. Yisurin, of course, we know that the way the Gemara says in Brachos, lo yehein v'lo yischaron. We don't want the yisurin, and we don't want the schar for the yisurin. Yisurin, of course, the Gemara says, mechaprim, they give a person kapara, but we prefer to avoid it to the extent that we can. To quote another statement of Chazal, lo miduf shach, lo miuf shach. We neither want the sting, nor do we want the dvash. Just let us be alone. Hashem, al bi'abcha sochicheni, in your anger, don't give me tochacha. The al b'chamoscha siyasreini. Af and chema are two words that express anger. The Malbim already weighs in on the distinction between these two. One, he says, is overt anger. One is more covert. I'm not going to explore that right now. But in effect, notice the term al. We ask Hashem, don't. Don't punish me. Don't give me yisurin. Chaneini Hashem ki umlaloni. I'm in a bad state. The term umlal means someone who is in a low state, in a lowly situation. Chaneini Hashem. Hashem should show me grace. Refaini Hashem. Again, the language of refuah would indicate that perhaps there's some issue having to do with a machla, but lav dafka, because we know in Tanakh the term refuah is actually utilized in a number of different contexts. For example, with reference to an individual who does tshuva. So there, the Navi, these are avtoris, so we're all familiar with them. The Navi Shayo in Perek Vav writes, ulevavo yavin vashov virafala. When a person does tshuva, there's no greater refuah, no greater medicament than tshuva, which is a refuah. Or the Pasuk in Tehillim, hasalech l'chol avunaychi, harofi l'chol tachluaychi. So the shoresh of Resh Pei Aleph can also refer to tshuva. And it's other situations, a person can also undergo refuah if one is in an emotionally difficult situation, one is in straitened circumstances. There also refuah fits very well. We say every day in the davening, harofe l'shvurei lev, u'mechabish yatzvesan. I heard Hagoyin, the Rosh Avais, Sheyichye, when he was maspid his Rebbetzin, she passed away about, came out 2 years ago, and I was at the Shiva. I went to Menachem Ovel, Hagoyin of Asher Weiss, and he told me that his Rebbetzin was Mekayim that Pasuk completely. She spent all her days and nights being merape, healing people who are broken, people who are down, people who are emotionally in difficult situations. She spent her entire life being mechazik, other Jews. What a beautiful trait. So here, Refaini Hashem, we ask Hashem, be merape me, ki nivhalo atzomai, benafshi nivhalo ma'od. My nefesh is in a state of behola. I once heard Hagoyin of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zechatzayim Debracha, the Mir HaShiva. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I used to hear his shmuzin for almost a year and a half in Yiddish. They were fantastic beyond fantastic. And so he spoke about, and it's actually printed in one of the shmuzin of Rav Chaim. We say in the Hoshanis, we ask Hashem, Nefesh mi behola. Save ourselves from being confounded, from being confused, from being in a state of uncertainty, from being in a perplexed kind of situation. And the corona certainly has created that kind of behola, undoubtedly. We ask Hashem, save us from that behola. So here we have the first few psukim, Aleph through Dalet. Notice in the upper section, where I divided into three, that's where I ended section A. Essentially, what do we have here? We ask Hashem, don't punish us. Please. We ask Hashem, don't be miyasir us. We're in a difficult situation. Be merapi us. Heal us. We're completely confounded. We're totally confused. We need tachnunim. We ask Hashem, chaneni Hashem. And now, to my mind, the second section now begins, but it begins with a question. V'ato Hashem ad Masai, how much longer am I going to be subjected to the situation that I'm in, to the anguish? I'm stressed out. How much longer will this be? And notice it's a direct conversation with Hashem Yisbarach in the first person, which actually really occurs throughout the Mizmor. In general, one of the klolim in Tanakh is that when Klal Yisrael is in a good state with Hashem and we're interacting with him wholesomely and harmoniously, there we speak to Hashem in the third person. But whenever we're Bitzara, that's when the first person comes to the fore. So here we're talking about someone who's in a state of siege emotionally. Nafshi nivhalo ma'id. Refaini Hashem ki nivhalo atzomoy. And we ask Hashem, chaneini Hashem, refaini Hashem. We need refuah. We need tachnunim. We don't want Yisurin. We don't want Tochacha. And we then ask Ad Masai, how long am I going to be Sovel? How long am I going to be under this corona pandemic? Ad Masai, how long will it go on? The Ato, here I speak to Hashem, again in a very direct kind of way. The Ato Hashem Ad Masai, and now take a look at the theme that slightly changes. Shuvah Hashem, Chaltza Nafshi, save my nefesh. Hoshieni leman chasdecha. But again, why? Why should Hashem give me Yeshua? Why should he give me salvation? The answer is leman chasdecha. Because of Hashem's bountiful beneficence. Ki ein b'amav zichrecha b'shol miyodolach. Now this line always reminds me of several Rambans. And I would just like to share that with you. The Ramban is so marvelous. A Rebbe of mine, Hagoyin Avraham Lichtenstein Zatzal, they asked me this question in the Prober session. If I were to have a choice of one Sefer, which one would I choose? So I essentially just cited my Rebbe, Hagoyin Avraham Lichtenstein Zatzal, the son-in-law of Hagoyin Moron Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal. He said if you'd be on a desert island maroon, he would take him the Ramban al HaTorah. And so would I. Just following in the footsteps of my revered Rebbe. So the Pasuk says, you're telling Hashem is Barach, what's the point of snuffing out my life? Bishol miyedelach. In Hades, who's going to say hodah to Hashem is Barach? I want to share with you two Rambans. One Ramban is found in Ha'azinu. Ramban is, as I mentioned, a marvelous Ramban. When the Torah describes in Hazinu that Klal Yisrael act in a wayward behavior, and of course Hashem wants to punish us, so at that one point, Amarti Afayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to become so angry, I'll rid myself of them, Ashvisam en Zichrom. But of course he can't do it. Ribbono Shel Olam, his hands are tied. He's handcuffed. He's gagged and bound. Why? Because you can imagine the Chilul Hashem that would happen if Chas V'Shalom, Hashem would destroy Klal Yisrael. Lule Kas Oyev Ogur, Pen Yenakru Tzoreimo, because Pen Yomru, whoa, they say, oh, we did it. We finally got rid of our arch enemy, Klal Yisrael. Pen Yomru Yodenu Rama, V'lo Hashem Pal Kozos. And that's the favorite argument of all the Manikim of Klal Yisrael. Whenever Hashem is thinking of doing something, right away, the response of Moshe Rabbeinu, and here the Torah in Hazinu indicates Chilul Hashem, and the Navi Yecheskel tells us exactly the same argument. So the Ramban has the following comment. V'hatam b'tayna azos, the Ramban in Hazinu, in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavzayim, what's the basis for this Taina? It's not that Hashem wants to show and demonstrate his prowess among the Goyim, because Gol HaGoyim Gayin Negdo, Me'efes Vaso, Nechshu V'lo. Why did Hashem create us? Sheyakires Boro, that we should recognize our Creator. Our entire tafkid is to say Shevach v'odah to Hashem, to praise Hashem. We're given bechira. We have free will. We have free choice. The kashechatu b'rtzonam, and when God forbid we sin, the kafubo kulam. And the entire world is involved in transgression. Lo nisha rakam azel lishmo. Who remains? Only Am Yisrael. Only the Jewish people. Upir sein b'ayim ba'isas u'v'maisim. And Hashem publicized Klal Yisrael had with all kinds of miracles that we were Baruch Hashem zochetu. Ki hu elokehu elokim v'adonehu adonim. B'noda b'zel echolamim. All the nations of the world know about our favorite segula, Am segula status. If Chas V'Shalom Hashem blots out our memory, the nations of the world will be completely clueless regarding Hashem is Barach. And if a person says there are natural phenomena of a miraculous nature, they'll say, oh, it's probably having to do with mazalos, astrology, and the like. The chalav ava vine, and if that were to happen, God forbid, tia kavana sabria ba'adam b'teilu lagamri. The whole intent of the creation would be repudiated, would be completely refuted totally negated. Shelo Yishar Ben Yodeh Boro. Who would remain? No one who recognizes Hashem except for those that are machis, those that are angry Hashem, the Al-Kain. There's no basis for eliminating Klal Yisrael. Hashem is Baruch, his hands are tied. And from the moment of Bria Sa'ilam, he decided that we're going to be a nation. We're the only ones who recognize him, the ones who say, Shach Lodah to Hashem is Baruch, on an ongoing basis. A similar Ramban is also found at the end of Parshas Bo. I'll just briefly read that Ramban. That's one of the most famous Rambans in Chumash. They're all famous, but this is really exceptionally famous. And the Ramban writes there at the end of Parshas Bo, he indicates when the Torah describes the...
What Pasuk is it?
It's at the end of Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin. So the Ramban gives you klolin regarding mitzvahs. And he tells you the three reasons why Hashem performed all kinds of miracles in Mitzrayim. I'm not going to get into details of that. But then the Ramban, at one point, makes the following statement. The kavanas kol mitzvos, what's the kavana behind all mitzvahs? Shenamim belokeinu, we should believe in Hashem, beno de'elav shu baranu. And we should admit, acknowledge that He created us. He kavanas ha'yitzira. That's the intention of the entire creation. There's no other reason why Hashem created human beings. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu, the Ramban does not quote it here, but it's clear that's one of the explanations that's mentioned by many. There's a famous machlokes among the Dolei Poskim why Hashem created the world. Olam Chesed Yibana, but the Ramban quotes in Chumash, because Teva HaTov Lehetei, that's how the Ramban and the Ramchal, and men Kubalim assume. Oh, the other reason is not because of chesed, but rather, pasin shayo, kolanuka bishmi, lichvodi, berosiv, yitzartiv, afasisiv. Hashem created everything, lichvodo, says the Ramban over here, the end of the bow, that we're supposed to, by virtue of our being created, engage in hodah to Hashem. Ve'ein la'el yom betachtonim chevetz milvad zeh. The only interest that Hashem has in the creation down here, that we should be molded to Hashem that He created us. The kavanas romus hakol betfilos, the kavanas batek niesios, uschus tfilos harabim is a famous Ramban. He speaks about raising one's voice in prayer and davening in shuls, and the schus tfilos harabim is the following: sheyiyah lebnei adam mokom yiskabtu v'yodu lokel shebro v'imtziyam. That Beis HaKnesses is a place of gathering, that people could say Shevach Vodah to Hashem that He created us, be a farsimu, and they'll publicize the fact, v'yomu lefana briyosecha anachnu, proudly, we declare that we are the created beings of Hashem Yisbarach. So this is the function of our being in this world. So now I believe this is embedded in this pasuk here in Tehillim, in pasuk Vav. Ki ein ba'mo v'zichrecha bishol miyodelach, almost explicitly what the Ramban says. If one is in the nether part of the universe, how can one say Shevach Vodah to Hashem Yisbarach? So this is the second section. The first section speaks about a nefesh bibehola. The second section now says, Hashem, you must give me Yeshua. Why? The man chastecha, because we have beneficent chesed. But beyond that, what's the point of snuffing out my life? I won't be able to say Shevach. And it continues. Yogati bi anchosi, ascha v'cholali mitosi b'dimosi arsi amse. Oshoshom b'kas eini, oska v'chol tzorurai. Now tzorurai is another synonym for enemies. So again, there may be enemies here, there may be a machla, there may be other situations, it's not clear. But Pasuk Zayin and Ches indicate that something is happening at nighttime. I simply am not able to sleep because my situation is full of anocha. I am sighing constantly. I'm in a state of gloom and doom. And what's happening at night? What Chazal say, Rashi quotes it in Eicha. Chazal say, on the Pasuk in Eicha, Kumi roni balayla l'roish rashmuros. Shivchi kamayim libech neichach b'nei Hashem. At nighttime, says Rashi, that's usually a time where for bechi, where a person begins to cry, and kol habeche, and anyone who cries so The Shechinim will hear the cry and begin to cry with that person. So every night, this person is in a state of bechi. My bed is drowned with tears. Notice the references to demos, to mitosi, to arsi, to eini, oska b'chol tzoroi. This is the second stage, the second element that's found here. So now we have the first, a description of the nefesh in Behola. We ask Hashem not to punish us. Now we're asking Hashem for Yeshua because we want to say Hoda to Hashem is Barak. We want to be able to engage in Shemach Hoda. And Meirov Bechi, I simply go ahead and my bed is deluged, swamped with Dmos B'chalayla that are literally, I'm drowning in them. And now we come to the third section, Psukim Tes Yud and Yud Aleph. And this will be the key to understanding, apparently, why there's a transformation that occurs here. Why there's a metamorphosis. We ask Hashem, Suru imani kol po'ali oven, kishoma Hashem kol bichi. What has happened? The answer is, the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, the Gemara says in Brachis, the Gemara says a number of times in Shas, that even though Share Tfila ninalu, the gates of Tfila are closed, but Share demois lo ninalu. Hashem responds to our tears. In one of the slichos, which is very well known, we ask Hashem, Shetosim dimaisenu binoid. We should take all of our tears and put them in a flask. Hashem should collect all of our tears. And that's exactly the yesod that's being mentioned over here in the third section of this tefillah. And this apparently is responsible for effecting the metamorphosis, the transition and the transformation that occurs over here. There was a nefesh b'behola. We cried out to Hashem that leman chazdecha, we wanted to say shemach v'oda, we're in a difficult, straitened circumstances. Surah b'meni kol poli oven. Somehow, ki shoma Hashem kol bichi, shoma Hashem tchinosi, Hashem tchilosi yikach. We have the term shoma found twice. Hashem heard our cry, our tears. Hashem heard our tchina. Hashem took our tfila. And now, even though initially our nefesh was b'behola, we were confounded. We ask Hashem, Yevoshu v'yibalim el kolayvoy. Let that behola go on our enemies. Let it be transferred to them. We should not be behola. Let them be behola. Yoshuvo yevoshu raga. So the mizmor, Levi Anias Daiti, is divided into three clear sections. Initially, there's a state of siege, emotionally, my nefesh. Secondarily, we ask Hashem for Yeshua. Because Hashem is the Baal Chesed, because we want to be able to carry out our role, the way the Ramban described, saying Shemach Vodot Hashem is Barach. But the reason why Hashem responded is because Share Dimois Loininado. The gates of Dima are never closed. And therefore, as a result of that, Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to listen to our Bechi, is ready to listen to the Dimos. As we say, actually, a pasuk in Tehillim Lamates as well. Shema Tfilasi Hashem, David HaMelech says, V'shavosi Azino El Dimosi Al Techrash. So here we have three very clear, delineated sections relating to this tefillah. Now, I'll be quite honest with you that there are two other possibilities.
Sorry, I'm not sure if I cut the difference between the second and the third. The second is Bechi.
The second is focused, as you can see, on not Bechi. It doesn't mention the word Bechi. The second is focused on, you ask Hashem that my nefesh, which is Bebehola, needs chilutz, has to be chaltza nafshi, needs Yeshua. But I want to be able to carry out my role, the role that Hashem created us for, namely Sherech Vodah, as I quoted the two Rambans. Kiein b'amav zichrecha b'shol miyodelach. And as a result, at nighttime, I'm trying to put it all together, and obviously I'm crying, no doubt about it. There are demos, and there are, as I said, Osher Shom Mikas Eini, Oska V'chol Tzoroi, and my bed is drowning with tears. But the third stage came about, and that's what the maskana of David HaMelech is. Kashare Dmois Loninado. Hashem listens to the call of Bechi. Hashem listens to my Tchina, which is found in the first section. Hashem listens to my Tfilah. Here we have the language of Shomea Tfila. That's what we say every day in the davening. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tfila. It doesn't say necessarily that Hashem is going to carry out our tfila. He hears our tfila. When Nachshon Waksman was killed, it's actually when I came to Eretz Yisrael, and then there was a gathering. Hundreds of thousands of Jews came to the Kaisel of Arabi to daven for him, all types of Jews. Literally, it was all of Klal Yisrael gathered there. And then Rachman Litzan, when he was killed, Hashem Yikom Domov. So they asked Mrs. Waksman, Tibodol Chaim Arukin, they asked her, what happened to all those tfilos? So essentially she answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shomea tfila. Doesn't necessarily say that he carries out our wishes, but certainly he gathers all those tfilos that I just described earlier, B'nei Admois, in a flask that contains all the tears of all of Klal Yisrael. And undoubtedly it will redound to our credit. We don't understand how Hashem operates, but all those dmos, each one will have an impact, a major impact. So that's what we have in the third section. And now the behola that we had at the very outset, we want that behola to be transferred to our enemies. On page number 4, what I did was, I've been saying Bahu Rachem, as all of you, for many, many years. And I always found Bahu Rachem to be very confusing, very confounding. It precedes, of course, the Tachanunim, the Nefilas Apayim that I just described. But I came to the Maskana already a number of years ago, that even though there seems to be a lot of repetition and there seem to be a lot of themes that occur and recur in the Bahu Rachem, I divided Bahu Rachem into 3 sections. And I think the 3 sections of Bahu Rachem correspond to the 3 sections that are found in the Nefilas Apayim and the Tachanun. This would require a few hours of examination, which I'm not going to do. I'll just briefly show you, appraise what I believe is a contrast between these two tfilos, and that's why one leads into the other. And it's after Monday and Thursday, which of course I made tachnunim. Notice in the first section, which is Roman numeral 1 in the right-hand corner, basically we ask Hashem, please don't punish us. Lo yashchis, don't destroy us. Lo yoryu kol chamoso. Don't, your anger should not be kindled. Your anger should not be aroused. Lo sich lo rachamem v'menu. And it continues, if he's going to look at our transgressions, then we're going to be plagued with many difficulties. This pasuk is quoted by the Ramban, it needs attention, but I'll just mention it to you if you have the opportunity to look there how he interprets this pasuk. Hashem should not meet out to us, even though we're worthy of being punished because of our avonos. Hashem, this is a theme that's going to come up a number of times, but here the focus seems to be that Hashem, in effect, should not punish us. We should not be subject to Yisurim. Of course, he should listen to our tachnunim, and there's a bris, and of course there should be, but we are misvade, we are meide, we are saying vidui. We recognize our situation. We acknowledge it towards the end. Chotonu, roshonu, yoshonu, abcho v'chamoscho. That the af and the chema of Hashem Yisbarach should not come to the fore. This to me is very much parallels the first segment of the Nefilas Apayim of the Tachnunim that I described earlier, where we have a nefesh bibeholo, but we ask Hashem, al biyabcha sochicheni, al bachamoscha siyasreni. There's a parallel between this first section in Bahu Rachem to the first section of Nefilas Apayim. The second section, which is a bit longer, as you can see here, is the bottom of the first column, going to the second column, the beginning of the third column. So now, take a look here. What seems to be the focus, we ask Hashem, Lo al tzid kol seder anachma pilum tachnein lufanecha. We're not claiming that we are tzaddikin, that we are righteous. But Hashem should forgive us, and He should forgive us because lemancha elokai. Kishimcha nikra l'yichav el amecha. We don't want to have a Chilul Hashem. We want to have a Kiddush Shem Shamayim. We want the Shem Hashem to be spread far and wide. We want all the Goyim to be aware of the existence of Hashem Yisbarach. Hoshienu l'man Shemecha, towards the bottom. Shimcha Godol Yamadonu. It is being done, the Shem Shamayim. Tztokah Seiman l'man Shemecha, the middle column. Hoshienu l'man Shemecha. Habedna l'man Shemecha. This is, again, a favorite topic, as I said, throughout Tanakh. Namely, that if Klal Yisrael is punished, We say this in the keynote on Tisha B'Av. The greatest chilul Hashem is chilul kvod Yisrael. When kvod Yisrael's covered is mechulo, ein lecha chilul Hashem gadol mizeh. These are psukim throughout Tanakh, the Navi Yecheskel, and elsewhere. And this is what is being stressed over here in the second section. Shimcha gadol nikra aleinu. We are associated with the Shem Hashem. Kvod Yisrael and the Shem Hashem are identical, coalesce. And therefore Hashem should have rachmanis. There should be Yeshua, obviously the Bris, Keler Chapayim, Hoshienu Laman Shemecha. Notice how many times Laman Shemecha occurs in this section. And going into the third column, on top of the left-hand side, essentially we ask Hashem that he's a Baal Chesed. But why are we doing all this? Because we're the ones who are going to be propagating and promulgating the Shem Hashem. We're the ones, as I quoted the Ramban in two different places, which is comparable, I think, to the second section of Nefilas Apayim, namely, as we explained, that we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way to punish us. We want to be able to Hoshiyeinu L'man Chasdecha. Hashem is a Baal Chesed Mufla. That's the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is Molei Chesed. Teva HaTov L'Heitiv. This is the second section. And now the third section, I think, is parallel to the third section of the Filas HaPayim as well. What is the third section we mentioned? So there, as a result of Demos, as a result of Bechi, so there's a transformation that occurs, as we mentioned. Shema Hashem, Hashem heard, Chinosi, Hashem Tfilosi Yikoch, Yevoshu Yibalu Mo, Kolavo, Yeshu Yevoshu Aga. So now take a look at this third section. HaPoseach Yod B'tshuva, the Kabbal Poshim Mechatoyim. A Poshe is someone who's a Mardan, who's a rebel. Generally, the Gemara says, Chait is Shoge, Gavon is Mezid, Pesha is Merid, and again, Divhala Nafshenu Merobitz Vanenu, Kuma Voshienu, Ki Chasinu Bach, Habitiv Yanyenu, Chus Hashem Oleinu, Ki Anachnu Amcha B'nei B'risecha. We're the ones who are going to, as I indicated earlier, who are going to be carrying out the Ratzon Hashem. And there's the element of Chilul Hashem. Habita dal kvodin ha-bagoyim b'shikzinu k'tum ha-sanida ad mosa yuscha b'ashvi b'sifaratecha b'yatzor. They're not going to be mekad Hashem Shavayim. We are. And therefore, oru ha-gvurasa b'kinoscha la-idecha heim yevoshu b'yechatu b'gvurasa. The same lashon that's found in the third section of the Mizmor of the Filas HaPayim. Yevoshu v'yibalu me'oi kolayvoy. They're not going to be mekad Hashem Shavayim. They're mechal Hashem Shavayim. And therefore, Yeshuvu, Yevoshu Aga, here also, Eim Yevoshu V'yechatu B'gvurasam. And therefore, Maher Yikamunu Rachamecha B'yom Tzoroseinu, and of course, the theme of Leman Chafal, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're the ones who express, who acknowledge the Malchus of Hashem in a full-throated kind of manner. So, you don't have to agree with me, but the Fiyan Yizdaiti, there are three segments here. I've been studying it for years. And I think they parallel the three segments of the Tachnunin that we just examined a few moments ago. So I think the key to understanding the Filas HaPayim is the Rashi in Bava Metzia, and after the Testament Beis, Rashi is pretty clear. Namely, in the context of Einoas Dvorim, Rashi tells us that Ribbono Shel Olam, when someone, God forbid, is subject to Einoas Dvorim, subject to verbal abuse, to verbal harassment, the verbal tsar, as the Mishnah writes at the end of Azov, so then that could lead to Bechi. And even though Shari Tfila Ninalu, Shari Demois Lo Ninalu. So essentially, Tachnunim, Nefilas HaPayim, is a key of that Gemara, of Shari Demois Lo Ninalu. And as we expressed earlier, this combination of Shmon Esrei, according to the Rambam, following upon the Shmon Esrei, upon the heels of Shmon Esrei, we have the Tachnunim express this Ava V'yira, this duality, this dialectical relationship that we have with Hashem is Baruch, a kind of tensile balance. On the one hand, we approach Hashem, B'Ava, asking for all kinds of bakashos, as if we are Yedidim Shah Hashem is Baruch, the Rebbe Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, I mentioned earlier, Kimedabi Yisho Ve'eyu. But Mitzat Sheni, we recognize, as the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah clearly, whom we are Briyok Tano Shvala Afela. And as a result, we recoil, and suddenly we fall down on our faces. We simply are in a complete state of subjugation, and this is the combination that one sees and the connection between Shmonesri and Tachnunim. But as I indicated, I believe there's a direct correlation between the Behu Rachum that's recited on Monday and Thursday and the Tachnunim that I mentioned over here. So I think that understanding the structure of this Perek of Tehillim is critical to an appreciation of what this Perek of Tehillim is all about. And it's a very, very significant Perek and a very important Perek in terms of this dialectical tension existing between Ava V'Ira, the Amida of Shemen Esrei, the Nefilah Sapayim of the Tachnunim, the Ava V'Ira, more or less you have here, a precis of our relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. Mitz Hashem, in the shir to follow, or perhaps even shiurim, we're going to examine now, in the backdrop, in light of the two shiurim that we said till now, some of the more specific halachas that relate to Nefilah Sapayim, and some of the conundrums associated with it, and hopefully either tomorrow night, that is to say Tuesday night, we will be able to explore it, or if necessary, we'll go even a bit beyond that, and it would probably be kedai if you have a Mishnah Berurah, so to bring a Mishnah Berurah with you, so Yitz Hashem will try to explore some of it from the perspective of the Mishnah Berurah, and examine some of the curiosos relating to Nefilah Sapayim.